When you're in an oral society, it's very relational. You're very connected. When I first heard about this and villages deciding whether or not they would receive the gospel and trust Jesus, I thought, no way. This is not done by villages. You do it one at a time. I come from America, and I know you do it one at a time. Well, yes, you do it one at a time. Yes, you do. But there's a lot of discussion as a group, because anything any one person does is going to affect the rest of them. So they have learned that you just don't make a decision. Well, we pick up the phone, we turn on the computer, we are individualistic and we make our own decisions all the time. But in a relational society, it's quite a bit different. We had a man in Nepal that said he took God's story. I do God's story video. It's a Genesis to Revelation in many languages on video. He took it in and they showed it on a great big sheet, and it's neat because when you use sheets to show movies, you can watch them from both sides and they work as long as there's not words up there. Well, everybody watched, and then nobody responded and nobody wanted to talk to him, and they left. And he's Nepali and nothing happened. A month later, he went through that town and the people said, "Where have you been?" He said, "What do you mean, where have I been? You weren't interested." He said, "Yes, but we had to go home and talk about it first, and now we're ready. We have more questions." Because they had to talk about it. Because if, and especially in a society that has not known the Lord for a very, very long time, when one person steps out of that mold to take on another religion, the spiritual warfare that goes on to the people that are not protected by knowing the Lord is very heavy. So they have learned from stories in the past, if you're going to make a move and pull out of your religion, you better be prepared for what's going to happen. So as a group, they discuss it. Individually, they believe. Understand both. Example of relational societies and undoing a worldview study going in, and how important the answer, which you already know by the title of this, is chronological Bible storytelling. You take in our society, in a literate society, if a son sins, that dad's going to take him and sit him down and say, "Son, there are three reasons why you shouldn't lie." I'm talking about lying. "You can't lie because of this, this, and this." And he's looking at him face to face. "Do you understand that, son? Have you got my point?" In a relational society, you're never blunt with information. You learn how to go around. The son lies. The dad might say, "Son, I have a story to tell you. There was a boy once who was watching the sheep. And just in one day, for a prank, he said, 'Wolf, wolf.'" You know the story. "And there was no wolf, and the villagers came, and this happened two or three times. And then when the boy cried, 'Wolf,' and there really was a wolf, nobody came to help." That was the end of the story. Do you think the son understands the implications of lying? Sure, he knows from a story. And yet it's not been confrontational face to face. So when we have a way of delivering information, "I'm here to tell you about Jesus, you don't believe, you're going to hell." Well, yes, that's true, but is there a story that will tell the same information? And you've not gone into a culture that is so upset with delivering and hearing information that way. We went to India, and I knew they're very relational there. I had to be careful and not be my normal self and slow down and try to find ways around.